USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Protests planned Saturday over a deadly police shooting in Ohio. Outrage in Columbus after police kill a 16-year-old black girl Tuesday. Police say Micaiah Bryant was trying to stab two people and the officer needed to act quickly. Civil rights activists calling for a federal investigation. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine rejoining America's arsenal in our fight against the coronavirus. The FDA announcing yesterday the one-shot vaccine can be administered again. The vaccine paused over a week ago after reports of blood clots in some recipients. National Institutes of Health Dr. Francis Collins tells ABC's Good Morning America that pause may have been a good thing.
This is a treatable condition if you recognize it right away. And one of the reasons I think it's been good to have this pause is to get everybody apprised of that so that all physicians know that this is something to watch out for and can be prepared to treat it appropriately if it should happen again in the future.
15 women now reporting blood clots after getting the vaccine. That's out of 4 million women that have received it. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, build your immune system, super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
As more Americans get vaccinated, we can start resuming normal activities, but that may not be as easy as you think for some of us. Florida psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Bober telling CBS News Friday why that is.
And so now that we have to come back into the world, you would think that we would all be happy, but it actually provokes a lot of fear in people because now they have to readjust yet again. We know there's been increases in depression, anxiety, insomnia, and so now adjusting to this new normal is actually quite fear-provoking for a lot of people.
For those anxious about resuming pre-COVID activities, Dr. Bober suggests going slow. As part of our national return to normal, President Biden will travel overseas. The White House announcing Friday he'll visit the U.K. for a G7 summit and Belgium for a NATO summit, both visits coming in June. This will be his first international trip since taking office. Vice President Kamala Harris also planning June visits to Mexico and Guatemala. One issue Biden and our allies might discuss, Russia. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny ending his hunger strike Friday after 24 days. Navalny protesting his imprisonment for what he calls politically motivated charges. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The state of Texas suing the Biden administration. Tim Berg has more.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing President Biden's administration for allegedly flouting its own COVID-19 rules and handling the surge of illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico. Paxton tells Fox Business his crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border reminds him of something similar during a previous administration.
This happened during the Obama administration. President Trump found a way to curtail illegal immigration, and with that, he was able to curtail the importation of drugs, human trafficking, all kinds of crimes that are happening along the border. Now, the cartel has amazing access that they did not have just, you know, a few months ago before President Biden came into office. It's really shocking, but it's not surprising that these are the results we've got. That's what I don't understand.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A gold medal athlete and reality TV star running for governor of California, Wendy King, has more.
Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympic gold medal winning athlete and transgender rights activist, is now running for governor of California. She'll be running in the 2021 recall election as a Republican. She tweeted, "Gavin Newsom is so threatened by our campaign that he's trying to fundraise off my announcement instead of focusing on doing his actual job." This is what entrenched politicians do. They play politics instead of doing what's right for the people of California. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.